What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It's the Fightful Select Q&A show for May 26, 2023. You know what's coming up this weekend. Everything's coming up this weekend. I don't have to plug it if you're already shelling out $5 for this. So let's go ahead and get into these questions. I'll be here for the next 30 or so minutes to see what was to see what you guys want to know about. A reminder, just if you don't get your question asked, or your question answered, rather, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's wasted. It means I'm going to try to find out. Alex says, any news on the Owen Hart tourney at Double or Nothing? The opening ceremonies were announced for Double or Nothing, not the actual tournament. Will says, do you think there's a chance that CM Punk shows up at Double or Nothing? I think there's a chance, yeah. I think that him popping up at Double or Nothing, like in between a couple of cold matches or whatever, and bam, that music hits, he comes out. He says, you can catch me on Collision June 17th. I think that would go an awful long way. Then you can get him out of the building, whatever that might be. I think that would be very, very useful to create some buzz. Barbecue Dad says, no question. Just wanted to say thanks for all the hard work Fightful's putting in this weekend. Thanks for the media scrum audio. Yeah, we tried to get that up for all of them. We couldn't for the Shawn Michaels one. There were some conflicts there, but I want to thank Ella J for covering that one for us, the NXT call with Shawn Michaels. As you can tell, we have expanded our team a little bit more. I wouldn't say we had a hiring freeze, but we didn't have any hires for about a full year. And now we brought Stephanie Chase and Iridian and Rick Aquino into the fold. And Ella did the NXT conference call stuff. So really glad that we were able to expand a little bit in that scope. Crazy says, do you think Tony Khan should or has considered starting to sign Legends to Legends contracts? Because that could go a long way. Yeah, I think that for some of them, he should. I mean, we see Sabu coming in. And, you know, I don't like the Sabu thing for a number of reasons. One, the racist bullshit that he said in the past. And not only did he not apologize, he doubled down. But I saw this man get stretchered out of a convention last month. And he's there doing literally anything implied physical. I don't like that at all. But from a merchandising standpoint, if you want to add people to video games, you want to add them to like AEW GM, I don't know if that's still a thing, do figures, t-shirts, anything like that. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of benefit in possibly doing Legends deals or something. Brittany says, the likeliness of Kyle O'Reilly or Bobby Fish returning and coming out to assist Adam Cole at Double or Nothing. If neither is, would there be anyone who could make a surprise debut or return to assist him? Maybe Rob Van Dam. You got Sabu there. Why not Rob Van Dam, right? At least he can still go in the ring. I think Bobby Fish is more likely than Kyle right now, based on when Kyle had his neck fusion surgery. But I'm no doctor, and I'm certainly not his doctor, so. John Rabadai says, any news on who the mystery attacker is? And we have had somebody that was saying, I think we see Blair Davenport in NXT soon. I think that Blair Davenport is the attacker. That's who I think. Now, that's not based on anything that I know. But I think that's probably her. It makes a lot of sense to be her, right? She's in the States. She's under contract. She's a good name. I think that would be a good one. Where do you see Jordynne Grace ending up next if she doesn't re-sign with Impact? WWE or AEW, I think. I think she's done everything that she can. Everything that she can in Impact Wrestling. All due respect to them. But also, if she's there to promote her exclusive content site, which has made her a millionaire, how many more new viewers are you going to advertise that to via Impact? Matthew Mikowski says, facts might prove this wrong, but do you feel Tony is half looking past Double or Nothing and putting his all into the summer? Maybe a little bit, but he's got a lot of help now. Like there, I want to say that there is this misconception that it's all Tony. Now I'll say this. I have been told outright, final decision will always be Tony no matter what. He has made that. He put his foot down about 3.5 years ago on that. And that will be him for good. Tony will be making that final decision. But as he mentioned, he's got Will Washington, Pat Buck, QT Marshall, Jerry Lynn, Christopher Daniels, Sarah Stock, Madison Rain, Brian Danielson. He's got a lot of people helping him. Zane Breslov, you've got Mike Mansouri. You've got a lot of people who know a lot of things that are very valuable. You got a lot of people who've been with wrestling since WCW days there, helping him out in a lot of capacities. Billy Gunn and Paul White and Mark Henry. There's a whole lot of people that know a lot in this company. Do you think MJF will fight Adam Cole at Forbidden Door? I would like to see him fight a New Japan name. It would make an awful lot more sense to me to do something like that than just to be like, hey, well, here he is defending against an AEW wrestler. Because Moxley defeated Tanahashi last year. And yeah, I just think that would make an awful lot of sense. Any update on Liv's injury? So she was scheduled or is scheduled to film a movie next month in Cincinnati and or not Cincinnati, Louisville. I don't know how that's affected, but WWE is expecting her to be out at least through the summer, unfortunately. J.K. Schwaltz is going to be down in Lexington mid-June for a couple nights. Any recommendations for sports wrestling things to check out? Planning a Toy Vomit trip in there. Yes, absolutely check out Toy Vomit. There is a New South Pro Wrestling that runs just outside of Lexington almost every Sunday night. Now, it's not the New South Pro Wrestling with the big giant belt that is further south. This is the original New South Wrestling. And occasionally they'll bring in like Nick Aldis and Billy Gunn and Rikishi and Brian Pillman. They'll bring in some names every so often. But also there's usually shows in Louisville or across the river. Make sure you eat at Agave and Rye. It's fantastic stuff as well. And Blue Door Smokehouse is really good. Think we see any surprises tomorrow at Night of Champions? I don't personally. Let's see. C2C says, with ticket sales for Double or Nothing and Collision being lower than expected, what do you think they will do to try to pump the sales up? Well, first off, I want to say this. That graphic that made its way around, which is so desperate, and I'm not talking about desperate on AEW's part. I'm talking about desperate on the weirdos' parts. They're claiming that there was a place called The Pub that was offering free AEW tickets with the purchase of a hamburger and fries. A reader contacted The Pub. I've contacted The Pub. We were both told that is not a valid promotion. It is not accurate. I've heard from people in AEW. Absolutely not true. So if you see any websites sharing that, if you see anybody tweeting that, you know immediately their credibility is shot. Yeah, you never got to go back to them for anything else because they know that this isn't true and they're still peddling it to you guys. And I guarantee you that's something that we will never, ever do here. What do I think they'll do to try to pump the sales up? Double or Nothing? Probably nothing at this point. There's nothing more. Collision, they're going to announce CM Punk for sure. What match happening this weekend are you most excited for? The Fatal 4-Way AEW title match, for sure. Anarchy in the Arena is a big one for me. From a story perspective, KO and Sammy against the Bloodline. Sorry, I got the hiccups. And then tonight, Subculture versus ACB are one that I'm looking forward to an awful lot. Have you heard anything about WWE having interest in Richard Holiday? Says, I've been recently getting resubscribed to Select. I've been getting my notifications a couple minutes late. Is that normal? That is a question for Patreon and Patreon support. All that we can handle is the content. I can tell you guys that I send recommendations to them all the time. You might have realized a lot of times in the past, like our sentences would cut off. That was a Patreon error and they fixed it. So we haven't had that in like 2 months now. But I can't help with that. Sometimes they'll listen to us. I was the biggest proponent on Patreon of getting away from billing on the first of the month. That way you guys could get your money's worth. And they got rid of that. I'm trying to get gifting subscriptions in there as well. I talked to Richard Holiday today, and I haven't heard anything about it. We're trying to set up an interview. We would like to do it in person, but it's looking tough. But I'll see what I can find out. If I were WWE, I'd be interested in him, though. Any further info on a Tyler Breeze in-ring return? He is, I don't want to say very well off because I don't know his finances, but I've heard he's successful completely separate of wrestling and doesn't need to wrestle anymore. But I mean, in real estate, training wrestlers, and up, up, down, down, I think he's got his hands full. Do you know why Omaha, Nebraska hasn't been on AEW's radar? Yeah, it's Omaha, Nebraska. I'm just kidding, Matt. I'm sure eventually they'll go there, but I'll dig into this that they may have a place booked in October. I'll see what I can find out. Any update on Mercedes? I don't have any update on the injury. I do know that she was supposed to win that match and called an audible in the ring. What's going on with Bunny and Serena Deeb? Serena Deeb, I do not have an answer on. I've been asking every week for 6 months. With the Bunny, she has been sidelined with an injury. Jason says, the recent additions to AEW roster, almost all of them seem to be going in with at least a plan of booking. Based on Jay White, is it assumed they didn't think he'd be there? Okay, now I don't think that what Jay White is doing is the tip top, but I mean, he has been in a program with Ricky Starks, and he did just join the company a month ago. So let's wait and see how Collision ends up. But I look at the way that he's been booked, and I'm like, okay, maybe they didn't expect him to come in, but I'll see what I can find out. I would imagine Collision's going to change stuff. Anime Otaku says, half question, half request. July is Disability Pride Month. I'm in a wheelchair and only heard of it last year. I was wondering if you could get an interview with the likes of Crazy Steve. Well, we'd certainly hope that you can enjoy this upcoming interview that I'm going to reach out to Crazy Steve about. So I'm going to see what I can do. I've reached out to him in the past. His contract, unless he's re-upped, should be up soon-ish. I'll see what I can find out. But yeah, I'll see what I can dig up. Just wanted to say, I hope everyone at Fightful can take care of themselves when busy this week. We've got it spread out. We've got the coverage. It's not just me and Alex or me and Jeremy doing everything anymore, which is a great thing. Andy Quigley says, I'm just curious, how do you decide what stories go in Select and which ones go in the normal site? I'll make it easy for you. If it is exclusive information or details that we have, it's going on Select. There are different approaches to all kinds of things. Unless it's like me announcing like something like a death or which I only do if the family asks me to. So in the situation regarding Scott Hall, the family was like, we'd prefer to wait until WWE confirms it, which is why I had that tweet that everybody got weird about where I said WWE confirmed it. Kevin Nash's family asked me to put that out there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be out there in general. But that I'll put on Twitter. We'll put it on something without ads to the best of our ability. If it's like a sexual scandal or something like that, it's going to go on the main site. But if it's a card update, any little piece of information that we get exclusively, it's going up here. Even like in the weeds and spotlight, I know a lot of you all don't have the time to watch those or my interviews. That's why we put the exclusive interview notes up here. If it's exclusive and it's not sexual or physical in nature like that, or a scandal or an arrest or a death, it's going behind this paywall. I realized that there was a benefit of monetizing exclusive info I get. And, you know, sometimes you'll see people say, well, what? It's going to be free in 5 minutes. Well, guess what? It wouldn't have been if we didn't publish it 5 minutes before that. So that's why we put it here. Johan Acosta says, where did that random Ronaldo rumor come from that was tied to you? A Cristiano Ronaldo fan account lied and posted it. I have never reported anything like that. I don't think I had ever said Ronaldo's name before that. An absolute lie. So go report that tweet from them if you all wouldn't mind for misinformation. I would love to just fuck with them a little bit, to be honest with you, because they deserve it. Jason says, we just read that one. Eric says, what's the timeline of Aussie Open signing with AEW? I believe you reported Tony paid for one of their surgeries while hurt. Wondering if it falls prior to their signing with AEW. Would that be considered contract as per they were still signed with New Japan? Okay, so we had all this in an update, but I'll go through it. They've been outside of their New Japan contract for quite a while, for months. In fact, I had been working on a story about them being free agents. and like they had hinted at it, but we confirmed it. They weren't signed till Wednesday. In fact, when I was asking, I was told, whoa, no pen to paper yet. But then I was being told there's a graphic being prepared for tonight. So that's why I was able to rock with AEW feels very confident they're going to get it. I don't know if WWE even knew that they weren't coming to WWE because WWE had interest in bringing them in for NXT. So Mark Davis had a meniscus surgery and Tony Khan paid for that out of pocket while Mark Davis not only was not under contract, but while WWE was actively showing interest in them. And they had retained an agent who I believe does a lot of business with WWE and AEW. So they had some good representation. But ultimately, AEW landed them. I think that Aussie Open probably would have preferred if it were like closer to Forbidden Door or something, because I'm sure they wanted to be able to let WWE know that out of respect. But from what I understand, people in AEW were pretty confident they were going to get Aussie Open as of this weekend. I'm sure they'll still do New Japan stuff. I think that's a part of the deal as well, is that they'll still have the ability to do that. RCS says, just curious what Speedball and Damore's contract length remaining with Impact. I don't know about Speedball, but Damore is in great. I think Damore's an employee. I don't know if he's got a contract, but I would imagine he's going to move into Anthem management before long. Like he's got a pretty good hold of how things like that work. Joshua Cohen says, with so much crossover between New Japan and AEW, have there been discussions for Forbidden Door to be scrapped or changed to bring in other organizations? Not that I've heard. And with it being show of the year last year across the board from like almost every place that had awards, but most importantly, the Fightful Awards, I don't think that they're going to scrap that idea anytime soon. Anime Otaku said they were sending Aussie Open to NXT. Yep, that was the plan. CMFTR versus question mark at Forbidden Door. Hard to see Punk appearing twice on TV prior to Forbidden Door and not being there. I would love like LIJ or something like that. What's the status of Tama Tonga? Hasn't been seen since losing to Finley. He was effectively written off. But he's been working without a contract. He didn't want to. I don't want to speak for him. I haven't heard of him wanting to sign anything because he probably wanted to see how the WWE hiring freeze worked out, right? Any idea what kind of impact, if any, the Endeavor deal will have on the potential NXT Europe? When I asked about this recently, I was told that NXT Europe is still in the plans. So, and that we would find out more this summer and we would get a lot more details in the fall. Could we see a Bray appearance at Night of Champions? His music was played after the press conference was over. I think that him making an appearance would be really, really great. Whether he's cleared or not, just him make an appearance and get the crowd to go, ooh, you know, I think that would be, that's not too much to ask, right? Do you think WWE has another international pay-per-view around Labor Day this year? So we don't know what's announced once SummerSlam is over, right? We don't have those confirmed. And they're going to have to start announcing that soon. I can't imagine they'll wait until July and then say, hey, well, we're coming back. It would be really, really weird. But I look at this and I'm like, no, they'll probably they'll see who's hot for that market and then they'll go there. So like if, for example, Cody Rhodes gets white hot, they might go to Atlanta for September, right? And then have him there and get a big cheer or something like that. I think they're going to do a lot more market-based stuff that maximizes somebody's appearance on a show. Nick says, I know you mentioned she was legit injured. What's the current status of Hayter? Will they need to take the title off of her? There were questions about whether or not she'd be able to go this weekend. The last I've heard, and again, the last I've heard before I go off on a tangent, is that she's planning on working this weekend. I don't know what working means, though. Working could mean she's got enough in the gas tank to pull out a 15, 20-minute banger, and then she's going to take time off. It could mean the last minute they do a swerve and they say, nope, no match. Could you imagine Tony as an interim champ? Oh my God. Or I don't know if there's going to be a schmoz or something like that. I don't think she's going to retain personally, but I don't know what any of this means. And the nature of this type of thing, you sleep wrong the night before or two nights before, you might get up and you might have a change of heart and not be able to work. Gerard says, you mentioned previously a few weeks ago that Impact spoke to other networks. Any word on which, how recently, or how those talks went? Well, okay, so this isn't like full story publishable, and it's the type of thing that if anybody aggregates, it's very irresponsible, but it's also irresponsible for me to even mention it. But somebody had indicated to me that possibly they had reached out to ESPN or vice versa, but then WWE had talks with them. This was a couple months ago, and I never got it confirmed by anybody. Nobody that I had talked to had heard this, so I just kind of left it. There wasn't enough meat on the bone there. When is Edge's contract up? Have you heard anything about him going to AEW to team with Christian one last time before he retires? In my interview with Dax, he said it's not as much of an impossibility as people think. And I think that he would know, right? He's trained with him. He's friends with him. Edge references him in his WWE promos, for the love of God. Based on, I think it was a Talk Sport report a few years ago, they had indicated that Edge's deal was up in early 2023, a three-year deal. However, there was an injury there, so I don't know if there's a freezing option there, because with certain people, like I've mentioned this, I asked about Cody and his contract, and I've been asking how long it is for a full year, over a year. I've been asking how long it is, and I was told, well, when you ask about it being frozen, what we'll say is he never stopped doing work for WWE during that period. So it's hard to say from person to person, like, if something has been frozen. Treston says, do you think or know or have any updates on if AEW will have a proper draft? Any chance for a Fightful mock draft? If they have a draft, we will do a draft. Even if it's like a random thing, if they do like a randomizer, we'll do something. I got draft fever, baby. I'm always about these drafts. I love it. Draft day is an every year watch for me, no matter how ridiculous it is. I even asked Tony Khan one time, how realistic is draft day? And he said, well, it's about as realistic as No Holds Barred is to wrestling. And I said, good comparison. I love the movie. I love doing mock drafts. I love doing all that stuff. I love wiping the floor with everybody. Since Fightful has started, I've beaten Denise Salcedo, Jeremy Lambert, and Vince Dumbass Russo in mock drafts. Unbelievable. Billy Bean. Louis says, any truth to the rumor you can get collision tickets with the purchase of a muffin and a coffee from Mindy's? Oh, that's good. CM Punk should legitimately do a thing with Mindy's for the first collision where they hand out muffins. Why wouldn't you? If you were Mindy's, I'd hit him up. I'd say, let's do the damn thing. Matt asks about Pete Dunne's name still being Butch. Do you think they should wait until Money in the Bank to revert him back to Pete Dunne? Yeah, and I'd put him in Money in the Bank too, and then have him come out and say, Pete Dunne, etc. Let's see how many more questions we got. We got a heifer of a question here. I'm going to skim through it, but Noah says, Sean, I know you've loved the OC title run. Wondering about it, what you've enjoyed. Apart from defending it weekly, I don't see the appeal. Every match, OC kicks all of his opponent's moves, including finishers, while being beat down. Not to mention him beating people like Bandito while injured is telling the viewer that opponents are not physically on OC's level. I like it because he's having elite-level matches every single week for this. He is a workhorse. There's a lot of people that say they want to be the workhorse champion. Right now, Orange Cassidy is doing the workhorse thing. And he is using the lazy thing strategically to the point to where it is it is him being tired. That's the point of him winning, is they're not on his level. On that night, he beats them, so then they're not on his level. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with one night Cain Velasquez isn't on Junior Dos Santos' level. Maybe next time he is. I don't see an issue with that. Orange Cassidy is objectively one of their most popular wrestlers. I'm going to do you guys a favor. I'm going to go to AEW's YouTube right now, and I'm going to pull something up. Keep in mind, you know, before Chris D'Elia was canceled appropriately, you know, before the pandemic happened. Orange Cassidy was mentioned by him, by Katie Nolan, like a lot of basketball players. They were like, oh, okay, who is this guy? Right now, if you go to YouTube and go to AEW's YouTube, three of the top four, four of the top six videos in their history are Orange Cassidy videos. The top two videos are Orange Cassidy videos. So if you look at the top six, it is Orange Cassidy, Jon Moxley, Kenny Omega, and CM Punk. And I'm just looking right here. There's one, two, three, four, five, there's six. A match with Serpentico of his has 5 million views, over 5 million views. He is one of their most popular stars. He does great digitally as well. Kyle, I don't know what this is, but I have a feeling this is a D's Nuts joke. Follow Common Bingles W on Twitter, by the way. Greatly appreciate it, guys. Odds of something similar to the Devil Return at All Out, but with Punk, he doesn't even have to come out. Not at All Out, but maybe at Double or Nothing or something. How's Darius Martin doing? Just here, he's healing up. That's about it. With CM Punk returning and Ace Steel rehired, does that help WWE's chances of signing Kenny Omega? I don't think that it hurts. I don't think that it hurts, right? Joe says, what the hell happened to Charlie Caruso's morals? That paycheck. And I see a whole lot of people trying to excuse it and do mental gymnastics about what she supported previously for a paycheck and what she's saying now for a paycheck. But I just don't have respect for people who aren't genuine. And there are some people I don't have respect for because when they are genuine, they're absolute dog shit people. Not going to say that I'm a saint, but you're not going to see me saying anything homophobic or racist in the year of 2023, knowing how much this stuff hurts people. And beyond that, homophobic, transphobic, any type of bigoted stuff, if you're saying that, knowing how people feel, that they're making it it's easier to find out how people feel in 2023 than ever before. If I see somebody that said some dumb shit in 2008, I generally look at what an R-rated movie looked like at that point, and I'm like, okay, that's unfortunate, but it was a reflection of society at that point. Hope they've learned from it. Hope they've gotten better. It's not what Charlie Caruso's doing. That's not what Hulk Hogan's doing. He never apologized. He never said sorry. Sabu ain't never said sorry, so fuck him too. People can grow and people can learn, but also, unfortunately, people can take a paycheck and completely turn into a dog shit person, or maybe just show that they're a dog shit person. C2C Media says, not a question, but a comment. Thanks for the SawCon bit. My wife falls for it every time. Me and Will got caught with that on this last day after Dynamite. By the way, shout out to Will Washington for hosting AEW Unrestricted now. And shout out to my neighbors for getting their roof done while doing this podcast. But guys, we're going to wrap up. I want to say, I think all of you guys, we're about to have a loaded weekend. It's about to be just insanity. I've got some, I don't want to oversell the news, but I got some contract news coming tonight. And I find it very interesting. I'm not going to say if it's a signing, a release, or an update, or somebody leaving or anything like that, but I'll say, to me, it's somebody that every wrestling company should and would probably want. That's coming tonight, FightfulSelect.com. I just appreciate you guys so much. I'm very fortunate to be able to do what I'm doing. I've still got the heebie-jeebies from last year's Double or Nothing and the plane ticket fiasco and Brawl Out and all that stuff. I every time an AEW weekend comes up, I go, oh God, what's going to happen? Then couple that with a Saudi weekend after we had covered the plane ride from hell too. Man, thank you guys so much. We're out.